Hey, folks.
What's up, guys?
How's everyone doing? Don't answer that question. actually, yeah, answer that question. I hope you
first podcast of 2020.
Yeah, first podcast of 2020.
Welcome back, guys.
And today we actually kind of have a show that's more kind of critiquing maybe scientific ideas or sort of tech ideas that are kind of thrown out there by certain big comedy shows or sort of, what would you say? Like
we kind of look at some scientific concepts that were brought up on the comedy podcasters channels.
Yeah.
We've got a couple H3 videos on there, and then we've got a couple, some comedians you guys would probably recognize if you're into that whole that whole LA comedian space.
So I mean, we just kind of go off of what they say and maybe try to clear up some concepts, provide some interesting information, maybe our own takes from it. This one was just kind of a fast and loose, innocent kind of show. So we hope you kind of enjoy it.
Yeah. So just make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share. And guys, also look at the Twitter at EigenBros. Look at the website, EigenBros.com. Instagram, EigenBros. And then also check us out on TikTok, EigenBros2. Yes. And we will see you guys in a minute.
Just give me the light and start the show. 3, 2, 1. We're live.
We are live.
Folks, today we have a very special episode.
I was supposed to change my shirt to make it look like we did this podcast on a separate day.
No, folks, today we're doing back to back.
Illusion shattered. Oh, well.
This is where the green... We should have worn green shirts.
I literally brought my shirt right there, too, just in case.
Hey, folks, just so you know, we haven't showered for a week. This is really the story. I'd rather you believe we haven't showered in a week.
Filthy bastards.
We're homeless. Please support the show.
Yes. Donate to our Patreon.
Dude, I love how that would be the natural segment. This is a follow up to the last episode.
Pretty much.
Please feed us.
Anyway, let's not beg on this one.
No, we're kidding. Don't feel pressured to do anything you don't want to do, folks. Today, we just want to bring you some fun. We want to bring you some entertainment.
Yes.
Terrence did a really, he went and was a producer today, and he was
producer.
Like, yeah, you brought in some topics, which topics being videos at which, I guess you could sell this. So you sold this to me, so you can sell it to the audience.
Yeah, so I thought there was one comment a while back saying that we should do an episode on their favorite comedians. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, but let's try to give this a science spin somehow. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, let's do a little reaction to video clips of some of our favorite comedian podcasters and what they think about certain scientific or technology related topics. Yes. So I just got a handful of clips here. Showing some of our, or at least my personal favorite comedians. Maybe Juan, you could even sprinkle some in there if you can think of any. Mm-hmm. And I just figure we watch some of their clips and then maybe we can react to them afterward. So if you guys aren't used to seeing some of these podcasters, maybe this will be a chance for you guys to see some of our favorite guys, and then you can hop on their bandwagons and support them too.
Yeah, so so what do we have here? Do you know this one?
So the one you got pulled up here is from the H3 podcast. This is one of my, I said in the last video, this is one of my favorite podcast channels. This is with Ethan Klein and Ela Klein. Mm-hmm. So H3 podcast, make sure you support them. This is Theo Von on H3. He's talking about Albert Einstein, I believe, and also he talks a little bit about measurements, quantities of measurement. Specifically measurements for, what would you say, for volume?
Yeah.
So, I believe. Wait, I'm sorry.
Well, this will come up in the show, but I can tell you right now, folks, throughout my undergrad, I've made some really raunchy humor. And I can tell you right now, this is about to get raunchy. This is about to get a little racy.
I'm sure it will.
No, I'm saying for me, my own commentary. I'm going to try to make you folks laugh, okay? Oh. And I'm going to try to be very crude.
What's going in?
Just parental advisory, whatever. Viewer discretion is advised. I do want to share some jokes that I had for Einstein.
Okay.
Before we start.
All right. Well, maybe we'll see. Ethan does a few too, so you
okay,
can see.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Let's see. Let me know when you want to naturally pause.
Okay. And you can do whenever you want to.
Yeah. When I've heard enough, I'll let you guys know.
I'll give you a hand signal or something, Juan.
All right, folks. So here we have, Was Albert Einstein a Time Traveler? Featuring Theo Von.
Seven quarts of sperm. How much is that with your hands? Can you show me? Because I don't...
I can show you just a second. I think it's probably... If I had to carry it in my arms, I think...
I love to be frozen.
I love that you took time to calculate that.
Oh, yeah, I love games like that. Yeah. You know, I love...
I can't visualize the ounces.
You can't?
I can't. Well, how much is 1 ounce?
Oh, 1 ounce is probably about this much in a cup. That's about this much.
Dude, you are fucking on it.
I love little amounts.
What's your favorite little amount?
I would probably say a gram, but a wet gram.
A wet gram.
Yeah.
Because it's smaller than it appears.
Yeah, a hard gram is
heavier
just,
than it appears, I guess.
Anybody could do that. A wet gram, you'll get like a fancier element or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, a wet gram is like for crackheads, basically. A wet gram? Can I get a wet gram?
See, Theo's got this way of talking where it's just like this interesting way. I'm trying to figure out what he means by wet gram. Is he talking about just like a water version of the gram or?
Yeah, he's talking about a weighted gram. I mean, a gram is a gram anywhere.
Because the first thing that popped in my mind was a nug of weed that's wet.
I was thinking more of along the lines of cocaine where it gets folks, for you folks that don't know, cocaine, crack is apparently a derivative of cocaine that is quote unquote deep fried.
And they wet it though?
And it can come out wet, I guess. Mm.
When you're smoking in the crack
pipe. Yeah,
bite.
I guess. Okay. Folks, I have no, this is not my expertise.
Juan has never done crack.
For the record, I've never done crack cocaine or any kind of cocaine.
So IBM, if you're listening to this in the future.
Yeah, or any illegal substances.
Right.
Only pharmaceutical grade. Okay.
Actually, let's keep that there, Juan. Did you, I wanted to ask you, can you visualize ounces?
Can I visualize ounces?
Yeah.
When I'm watching my figure, yes. Meaning when I'm dieting and stuff and I know what an ounce of something looks like.
So you really can.
I can.
Okay.
But you have to have practice and you have to like, I used to be able to like, kind of like, figure out what an ounce of something is, but it's tricky because like your container has to be the same size.
Yeah.
So you can't necessarily be like, what does an ounce look in my hand? You know what I'm saying? Like can't,
I'm really, I just realized from that Theo clip, I can't visualize ounces. I don't pour liquids enough and measure them to have a reference really.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Unless I'm counting calories. I was counting calories for the past month. And if I look slimmer to you, comment. Just be like, hey, you look good today.
All right, that's enough.
No, I'm
continuing on.
I'm messing with you. No. Okay. No, but seriously, what's interesting is they've done studies on this. Like, can people discern weights easily?
Mm.
And what they found was that people had a hard time discerning, I think you can discern 5 pound increments more than anything.
Mm.
Like anything below that, and it's kind of difficult to tell.
Interesting.
Which is why I think naturally weights are kind of like, if you go to the gym and stuff, dumbbells are like five. They go increments of five.
Right.
It's a lot easier to tell what 5 pounds
is. I see.
It's there's some psychological connection between like how we feel, how heavy things are, or whatever. It's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the pentatonic scale. Humans are really good with pentatonics. So the intervals of five when it comes to music.
What are pentatonics?
So pentatonics is there's five notes between each note. Mm-hmm. So when you play one note, it's basically the black keys on a piano.
Mm-hmm.
Humans are very good at jumping to the next note without any kind of musical training.
Gotcha.
But it's very hard for them to do any other intervals without musical training.
Oh,
so naturally, humans really get pentatonic scales. Mm-hmm. It's the same scale that they use in like Asian music. You know, the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, that's all pentatonic stuff.
That's racist.
That's racist. We need like a thing.
We need a that's racist button right there.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway. Well, let's go on.
You know, like mercury.
Yeah.
You know, you could get a wet gram of mercury, dude.
Dude, are you, what's up? Why, you're like educated all of a sudden with chemistry and shit, talking about heavy mercury, heavy elements?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I'm not trying to give you that idea.
No, I know, but like, you're just, that's pretty impressive.
Oh, no, man, I just like small amounts, you know, I've always had.
You're laughing at that.
We had a bunch of, I remember for Christmas one year, we got a bunch of little cups and stuff, and we would love doing that kind of stuff, you know, just having small amounts of
Yeah, I love little stuff too, actually. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a big fan of small, like, If you're going to Target or something and they have small like silverware, like tea cup silverware.
Yeah, I've actually got some tiny spoons.
Look at this, folks.
My sister bought them.
A man of the culture.
I use them though.
It's cool as shit, man. There's something cool about it. There's something appealing about tiny stuff. You know, just like little things. I don't know. That brings me, that kind of reminds me. Have you seen that movie with, this is also on the science topic, folks. You relax. Mm-hmm. It's a movie with Matt Damon. Matt Damon, something about downsizing, how it's based on a book, but the movie, it's the opposite of Super Size Me. It's basically the guy gets shrunk
So he can conserve energy
resources.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've not seen it.
So society says, well, you know, we should actually, instead of to reduce the cost of living and everything else, it would make more sense for people to be everything to be shrunken down,
right?
Cities and everything, so more basically food, the same amount of weight of food produces more calories and
right.
for people, because
right.
like, if you're a smaller person, obviously you have to eat less, so
mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's yeah, that reminds, would you do it?
Fuck no. That sounds
wouldn't shrink?
Like a
you wouldn't
dumb
shrink
idea
down?
No, because then what am I gonna, when I run into like a fucking dog that just didn't happen to get shrunken and I get
yeah.
eaten, it's just like, well, that's just a goofy concept.
Yeah,
kind
the
of.
Only way that would work, I think, where we wouldn't be decimated as a population would be if the earth shrunk.
Right.
The whole solar system shrunk.
Right.
Sorry.
Imagine like ants.
Yeah.
Just walking around that are your same size. Like
yeah.
fuck that 100%. Nah. And then
yeah,
imagine how hard that would be to like do space travel and stuff now. It's like, it doesn't
yeah.
make sense. Like, you have to scale down the whole universe then. And then that point, there's no point in doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. But
so it's very kind of a sci-fi, short-sighted, goofy movie.
Yeah. I never saw it, but it was interesting. I thought maybe the only way it could work is if, yeah, you scale down the whole solar
yeah.
system. Otherwise,
I'm not about to run into an ant that's the same size or bigger than
no,
me.
No.
We've seen that in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids already.
Yeah, yeah. And we wouldn't survive in a food chain where we're the smallest.
No.
We already have trouble enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Being
we aren't built for that.
No. So
this or, you know, small amounts of that, you know. I love that kind of stuff. But
damn, in another world you're a chemist. And another life.
Well, the periodic table, speaking of semen, man, we had I always thought semen should be on the periodic table.
Right.
You know, as the fucking grandfather, as the
That's
ball at
the real
top.
Element of life.
Bro,
you
what are
about
we doing?
Hydrogen?
Yeah, boron, bro.
Talk about nut.
Dude, boron's for hoes, bro.
There's some weird ones up there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like the periodic table trips me out. Einsteinium?
Yeah, get the
it's like,
fuck
sorry?
Out of here, bro.
Oh, what's this, a rock of Einsteinium in
yeah.
my backyard?
That I think that may be Israeli propaganda, dude. I don't know if Einstein.
Exist. Yeah, that yeah. doesn't
exist. Einsteinium, what is it, dude? Long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, haven't slept much.
Wearing women's shoes?
Yeah, yeah.
He does that, by the way. He wore one.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I could see that being fun for him.
He's just a wacky dude. He's like, dude, black holes, women's shoes. He fucked like crazy, by the way.
Did he really?
He was a womanizer. He fucked like crazy. He's like, MC swear my dick.
Really?
Sure.
I don't know if there's any truth to this, folks, if you're listening. Of course, these are comedians. They're dumb as shit, okay, for the record.
I've seen the pictures of Einstein in his fancy shoes, though. His
oh,
little sandals. He's got some nice legs, bro. You never
That's
seen that?
That's cute. Damn, Einstein was cute, man. He was just being cute, man. Just let him be. I think, you know, he was a gender fluid king, and you should leave him alone.
I don't know if he was all that, but...
Nah. No,
he definitely had an interesting style.
He was definitely fluid about love.
Really?
Yes.
What?
You didn't know this?
No.
Dude, he crossed boundaries. He dated his, like, cousin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like he dated dudes.
Oh, genders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. You never know. Think so. You never know, dude.
I guess you're right. You don't know.
Come on, man.
That.
Newton, they don't tell you this in the textbooks, man, but Newton, everybody speculates he was gay.
Right. It's kind of hard to be a virgin for your whole life.
Unless you were really repressing something.
Maybe, because maybe he was just all about the life of doing science and shit. I could see that too.
Maybe, but there's a lot of speculation that he was gay and didn't want to come out. And, you know, here at the Eigen Bros, we're all about inclusion, okay, folks?
Indeed, indeed.
So, but still, like, yeah, Einstein was a kooky kind of guy. And, you know, if the hair didn't give it away.
Yeah. But he was still pretty, he wasn't Dirac kooky. Dirac was like next level. Einstein was like the grounded version of Dirac.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of those guys kind of were kooky anyway. Feynman, you know.
Yeah. I guess all physicists are kind of kooky though.
Yeah. We're all a little strange.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think semen should be on the periodic table?
Probably not.
In case you didn't know, folks, semen is a human. No, it's not a human.
It's what, protein? Semen's got proteins,
protein,
right?
It's got some zinc. It's got some. Yeah. It's got some stuff for life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an alkaline sort of construction, I guess you could say. Like it lives in an alkaline. How would you say environment? And because here's a little sexual education for you folks. The vagina is an acidic environment. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you learn something new every day. this is a podcast about learning, okay? So you know, when the sperm goes up into be fertilized, of course, folks have safe sex and only have sex for procreation purposes.
Strictly in a missionary position.
And if you know what missionary is, already you're in trouble.
You're already doing the devil's dance.
Yeah. It needs to survive. It needs to live in a very base environment. And so yeah, to get up into the egg and fertilize it and stuff, there's a lot of cool giving birth is like an insane probability.
It is,
right?
It's really a crazy process. It really is.
It do you know the numbers like off the top of your head
of what, being born?
Yeah,
the odds are like 1 in 400 trillion or something,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you is a little spermazoa.
I think that's the odds of being born a human.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, dude, I mean, just, yeah, but I mean, that's, yeah, what I mean by you, yeah, I guess human.
Yeah.
But
even your specific form is like even more crazy odds, which I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, but you being born in that batch of sperm is some crazy odd number. And then even then, the rate of fertility and stuff, and you know, it has to be the right time of the year and stuff like that. Man, it's just so many.
Yeah, you were the one. So just remember, you are fucking special. You made it to that ovum.
Hey, yeah,
so
as many people say, you know,
don't waste your life away.
As many people like shit on people saying, you know, calling people snowflakes. I mean, you kind of are unique in the sense.
You're just amongst a bunch of unique people. It's kind of like when you get to graduate school, you know, you thought you were smart in undergraduate. Then when you get to graduate school, you're like, oh, I'm dumb. No, it's just because everyone around you is smart too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So you're just, you know, yeah.
You seem less unique.
Yeah. You're in the same school of fish. Yeah. So, just remember that and feel good about yourself. I'm sure there's like an infographic out there that shows you the probabilities of human life or something. It's kind of astounding because... You know.
Well, I know Gary Vee always says it. He always says the probability of being born a human is 1 in 400 trillion.
Insane.
Well, he says 400 trillion to 1 because he doesn't understand the ratio. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he says it all the time, and I checked it, verified it on Wikipedia, so it's correct. I'm pretty sure.
Fascinating. So, just wanted to include that little snippet in there.
Yeah.
Semen, for the record, folks. It's never going to be on the periodic table.
Never say never won, okay?
or what's his name? Who's the guy who invented it?
Invented semen?
No.
I believe that was like Hugh Hefner. I don't know.
right. One of those guys. No, the periodic table.
Why did I want to say Hans? Machiavelli?
Why did I want to say Hans something?
That's
I was
going to
say Mendeleev. It's not Mendeleev.
I think
it's
Mendeleev.
It's a guy with a beard.
It is Mendeleev.
Nah.
You sure?
Mendeleev is the pea guy. Like the peas in the genetic test.
I thought it was Mendeleev.
Oh, maybe it is Mendeleev.
I don't know, man. Because I wanted to say Machiavelli, because maybe if it started with an M.
You know what, folks? Here we go.
We're going to actually look something up?
No, I will, but I'll play the... I'll keep playing the show. Here we go.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Einstein, what was his first name? Lawrence? No.
Albert. Lawrence, he would have never become anything if his name was Lawrence.
Larry Einstein.
Einstein? Man, that guy's not famous at all. That guy could be smarter than motherfucker, but nobody would
give a fuck. Yeah. Who was his brother, dude? I bet his brother was a real fuck up. Jeff Einstein.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. Jeff Einstein, who went to sleepaway camp years after he was too old to be there.
Yeah. Damn.
Like, damn, Jeff, you're 17, bro. Whoa. These kids are 9.
Wait, Einstein's kind of a dope name. Can you be Einstein today? Or you know what? You're going to be fucked for life because that's a bad comparison to set yourself up for. Like, oh, Einstein over here.
Right.
But it's a dope name.
It is a good name, but
he ruined it by being too dope.
Too dope.
Or Hitler ruined it by being too undope. Yeah,
the undope, bro.
Yeah, it was Mendeleev. Dmitri Mendeleev.
There you go.
My brain somehow remembered that from 10 years ago.
Yeah. I want to also say for the audience that we never look things up on the podcast because we don't like to just stare down at our phones searching for things. The computer, we can't really look things up on the computer because it's got too much going on it. So if we use our phones, it's going to take too long. So hopefully if we get better systems and things in check, we can look things up.
You know, this
easier.
Is podcast 101 where, you know, no dead air.
Yeah. So well, at least we can't keep that much dead air.
No. So just to kind of say something about that. Yeah. I was thinking about the other day, like Hitler.
Yeah.
Hitler's name, not Hitler, not his like philosophy thing. No. I mean, like Hitler's like, he kind of did ruin.
Yeah.
The family name, didn't he?
Yeah.
And even
Einstein's kind of got a point. They got a point with Einstein too. It's like, nobody can call themselves Einstein because now you have so much to live up to. Like you can't ever, you just can't live up to that name.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough having a famous last name. I think you have a famous last name.
Really?
You do.
Don't call it out.
I'm not saying it. I do too.
I do.
And I do too.
Oh, you do too as well. Yeah, you're right.
And very prominent last names. And,
but it's also a plebe last
in
name
industry.
Too, so it saves me. And yours is too, in a sense.
No. As
a
last name?
Yeah, maybe not.
Nah.
Yeah, mine's is more plebe than yours.
Yeah, but yours has an industry tied to it. So does mine.
But let's,
Okay. All right.
Don't keep hinting.
You know, I'll just, fine.
I don't want
you know
the
what?
Doctors to find me.
You know
me.
What? I'll let the doctors find me. You know what it is? I'll tell you right now, folks. It's, actually, fuck. I was gonna riff on it, and then I realized, oh, shit. I don't want to say that name. Oh, God.
Yeah,
no, you know
it.
What? No, let me tell you right now. It's actually, it's funny.
Let's do a reveal.
No,
let's
do the reveal right now.
Oh,
it's
all right, go
Johnson.
Ahead.
Johnson and Johnson right here. Juan Johnson and Terrence Johnson.
We're brothers.
We're Johnson and Johnson.
Hagen Bros is literal. Now you know.
Now you know, folks. Johnson and Johnson, a family company. No, I think Hitler, he fucked up, man. I mean, obviously, but like, he fucked up.
Understatement of the
year. Can you imagine? No, can you imagine if you had a very common last name, because I wonder about that, like if Einstein was a common last name or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or if somebody is like polarizing as Stalin or like, you know, even if you're a controversial figure in history or something, like you what do you do? Like, does that name phased out?
I don't think so.
I feel like it is because
I think the more common, like the more people can dissociate you with it because it's like if your last name is so common, you're going to know so many more people of different ilks.
Yeah.
That are like good with that last name.
Well, because I was like saying, imagine if there's a guy across the world that's named Terrence Johnson,
yeah,
and he's causing chaos in one part of the world, and you're just like, yeah, that guy sucks. But then he's giving all Terrence Johnsons of the world a bad name.
That's true. We've kind of had that with ISIS. You know, ISIS used to be a beautiful name. You know, it's like it's like an Egyptian name or something, or like a Farsi name or something.
Sure.
And now, like, girls named ISIS have to fucking change their names. Like, they can't be named ISIS.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's a pretty name.
Yeah, it's a really nice name.
It's unfortunate.
It's a unique name, too. So, like, that fucking, the girl named ISIS, like, fuck.
Yeah, I think that was a song, right? Or something in the 90s.
I don't know, probably.
I don't know. But, yeah, it's just unfortunate. So, don't be a piece of shit if you're hearing this.
Actually, no, ISIS is the organization name in Archer, too.
Oh, did you know that? Yeah. I just realized that.
I'm like, that's funny. I guess they didn't see that coming.
They did not see that coming. But yeah, just it is kind of anyway, we'll keep going.
Mm-hmm. Wins it. That's the best way to describe what he did.
Teddy Bundy wins it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the dark artist, man. Those are dark artists right there. All of them, really. And Einstein, I think, is too, because, you know, to be playing around in women's shoes with electricity and shit at the house, bro. When there's no fire departments back then.
I think you might be thinking of.
You got to be really. You got to be.
He's mixing like two people. He's mixing.
Oh, Theo Von kills me, though.
He's mixing. He's clearly mixing Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah. And, he said Tesla.
Yeah, but I think he's literally thinking of Benjamin Franklin. Because Benjamin Franklin, known womanizer. No, he was just.
He used to fuck MILFs.
He was a ladies' man.
Yeah.
Famed American scientist and basically a hoe. no, he was basically
fuck boy, as they would say nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays, you know, you have these colloquial terms. Yeah. No, he was known to sleep around. He was known to like frequent women's chambers. Mm. A man of the night, and
that's why he needed to vent electricity. He's tired of rummaging.
He needed to find his way in the dark. Yeah. Exactly. God damn it. Oh man, I was gonna say something real bad. I'm not gonna say it.
Don't be scared.
Sorry,
Juan.
Folks.
He's trying to get monetized. All right.
I'm not gonna say it.
But you gotta do it while we're not monetized.
Add me on Instagram and I'll probably tell you.
We gotta say the bold things, man.
I don't wanna say it. All right. I'm not gonna tease you with it. But basically, I think he's thinking about Benjamin Franklin because he actually played with electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if Benjamin Franklin's responsible for the charge of electricity being positive.
Right.
He fucked up. That's the infamous blunder of physics.
It really is. It really is. Because
I mean, it's not really a blunder, but it's like
a convention that was basically started by him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's kind of wrong because he's saying the positive charge flows when it's really the negative electrons that are flowing. So
yeah.
He had a 50-50 shot and he, you know, he picked wrong. He blew it. Ben blew it.
Yep.
So we're stuck with it.
So yeah, I mean, interesting tidbit about Benjamin Franklin. He actually showed up at the, this is a little bit of American history for you folks. He showed up at the American conspiracy convention known as the Constitution, the writing of the Constitution, because it was a conspiracy, folks, you know.
This
is a little bit of history, but yeah, he showed up. I remember people think, I remember reading somewhere that I think Thomas Jefferson or some one of the founding, a lot of people that were a lot more active, we're basically like, yeah, this guy's not even like, this guy just shows up every once in a while.
But he was also a correspondent with the French, really.
Yeah,
he
was like, he was more like an ambassador. Yeah. But he was, I think he gets a lot more credit
than he deserves.
Mm. He wanted, I mean, he would like jump in, but he would jump in with crazy shit. Like he would, I think when they were coming up with the American like mascot or the animal, mm-hmm. everybody was like, yeah, the you know, let's go with the, he was like, let's go with the American Eagle. But Benjamin Franklin was like, no, that's a dumb bird. And he was like, it's squeaks. It, like, have you heard a an American eagle? Eagles got
their the fucking best call.
They're no.
They're here.
No. That's actually a hawk.
Oh,
That's actually a specific kind of hawk.
Oh, damn! So our eagles suck at their sounds. We had to, fake news the eagle sound.
Exactly.
Oh shit!
You have the eagle scream is actually like a screech.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Oh,
it's like
shoot.
A weird screeching noise. You know, hopefully I can find the thing and I'll put it in here for you folks. I'm going to insert the sound right now. Okay, there we go.
but you got to mark that.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's he was like, "Let's do the turkey."
I heard about that. That makes sense too, because there's turkey everywhere in the U.S.
No, especially in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Come on, folks, the turkey. So it should be the national
bird."
Honestly,
I kind of like the turkey. Not gonna lie.
Why?
Just because, you know, it's good Thanksgiving. You know,
that's okay. Those are some of his reasons too. He was like, "It's a plump bird. It provides, you know, it's
you don't got to be a badass bird."
No, and yeah, he was like, "This bird, this should be the American bird."
But if he's talking about dumb birds, I mean, the turkey's one of the stupidest birds.
I know.
They literally drown from looking up at the rain. I mean, how much dumber of a bird can you possibly get?
See, but that's what makes me think he was a funny guy that just liked to mess around. He was a lot less pretentious too than most people think. I think he was probably the least pretentious one. He came up with
he was smoking reefer with George Washington on their fucking ranch.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard about that?
Serious?
Yeah, I read, at least I don't know if I'm 100% serious, but I read somewhere that they used to smoke weed with George Washington on their ranch because they used to grow tobacco and shit.
Yeah, true liberty, folks.
Yeah.
Right there.
That's the American dream.
Smoking on your best friend's porch.
Writing bills and shit.
Writing
writing literally the Constitution. Well, I guess that's more Thomas Jefferson, but
yeah.
They had a part.
They had a
pivotal role.
So the, and another thing, he actually, I mean, he would just come in and interject like about, I think they were deciding on what they would put as the motto on a penny or something or on the coinage.
Oh, like the pluribus unum crap.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
He was like, et cetera.
It means for one many or something?
Yeah. It's basically the pyramid or something. It gives credence to like the idea of the if you believe in the Masonic symbolism, it's like, you know, from the top, knowledge flows or something like that. I don't know, something like that. But but as far as like he was concerned, he was like, you know what would be funny to put on our money? Mind your business. And it's a lot more brilliant if it's on your money than I, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I was like,
subtle.
He was a funny guy. He's a really funny guy. And yeah, just a funny guy all around.
Mm.
But I think this is what Theo was.
It's a little bit of a tangent, but
maybe
we should go on the next clip. It's already what, 30 minutes.
Oh geez. Yeah. You're right. So,
not that we have to really rush him, but I just wanted to kind of get a good mix of comedians in there.
Yeah. So this one's kind of long, actually. You didn't
wait a minute. Did I timestamp it?
I don't think you did, dude.
Oh, it's timestamps. Look.
No. I moved it.
Oh, maybe I didn't.
Okay. All right. Forget it.
Maybe not do it then.
This one wasn't timestamped either.
Well, no, that one is because it's the beginning.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
So this one is Eric Griffin and Andrew Santino. They're talking about Android and Apple.
Okay, here we go.
Can I answer emails while we're doing this?
1 hour later.
Sorry about that, guys. We had a little pee break.
We had a little restroom break. So sorry about that. But we're back anyway. Yep. Let's continue.
That you got the new iPhone.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do I like that you got the new iPhone?
I don't know why.
Because I gave you shit for years for having that bullshit Android.
Well, I mean, Android is what it is.
Android's
man.
Trash, and you know it's trash. How much better is that phone than an Android? For real.
Mean,
be honest.
You know what the stupid part is? I have...
The camera's way better.
I have... what am I doing with this? The stupid part is I have Mac everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a Mac computer. I have a Mac laptop. I have an iPad.
Right.
And so I had that Samsung phone because I don't know.
Why? No, why? You do know why.
Well, I just... The technology on it was just better. It was easier to use.
There's a few people that say that to me, but what I don't understand. What is it? What's the difference?
Well, it has all that. Like, I just think that how it interacted with Google, I really liked that.
What do you mean? What does that mean? What were you doing?
Like the contacts and everything. Listen, dude, I've had an iPhone now, so now I realize that there ain't no difference.
It's just, that's what I mean, but it's a there's no price difference.
Yeah, they're about the same price now.
That's the point. Is I just think that what people used to be like, iPhones are so expensive. All those Androids are fucking the same.
Oh, yeah, they're
price.
Really expensive. You know what? I didn't know that they were so expensive because I was a part of this program. I was getting free phones from Samsung.
The white glove.
The white glove.
I know it.
I was a part of white glove, and then like I did, and I was like,
oh. Okay, let me pause there. So basically, I guess this is you picked this one because we just did an episode about this.
Well, we did a piece of it. Yeah, we kind of talked about it in the episode on smartphones. Yeah. So just I guess we can give another recap a little bit. Like we talked about, basically we're both Android users, and you know. The comedians, of course, don't know what the benefits are for Androids and iPhones because all they use is the surface level features, right?
Right, right, right.
But I thought maybe we can go into a little bit and say like what actual features are better about the Android versus the iPhone. I thought Eric Griffin pointed out something interesting with the fact that he said that he has, you know, iPad, iMac, all the Apple products. So he kind of fucks himself by getting a mobile phone that was Android before.
Yeah.
You know, because it doesn't.
It's not fully integrated.
Yeah, it's not fully integrated with all of his iPhone, all his iPhone
Apple
memorabilia.
Yeah.
So yeah, once you're that's another reason why I don't like Apple. It's like once you're in their club, it's like you're now a part of the cult. So they don't want you to go away by making all of their stuff.
Yeah, when you're a part of the Apple ecosystem, it's kind of a closed environment.
Yeah,
and it doesn't work optimally with other things, but that's by design.
Right.
So, and I get it because you want a streamlined thing, but here's the thing that most people don't realize. The average consumer doesn't realize that Apple is a it has its own operating system, and that's kind of what differentiates Apple and Android. So Android is the other operating system.
Yeah.
That, I mean, well,
but Android is an operating system.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, just purely an operating system, which is open party, meaning that like anybody can open source and anybody can use it.
That's why any kind of knockoffs or other outside companies are going to be using Android instead of. This cat really got her thing stung on my.
Yeah. Hey,
Maisie, you got to do this.
Jesus. Okay. And then, they use, like Samsung uses Android to build their phones as a base
operating system. Yep.
But with Apple, they use iOS, I think. I think that's the name of their operating system.
I can't remember.
Operating system. I don't know.
I know that's what they use for iOS. Computers, but I don't remember if that's for the mobile or not.
I'm sure they use some kind of proprietary thing. But basically, it's its own operating system, and that's the comparison that people make. It's like, well, it's Apple versus Android, but there's more nuance in that. Android is an open source thing, like we were saying, and it's used by different companies in different ways.
Right. And like, open source is big for tech guys. You know, if you're a programmer, like a developer, I mean, you're going to obviously use Android because then that's the only way you're going to be able to write programs. I mean, you can use Apple's web development or their development environments, but it's just not as free as Android. Like Android, there's no issues. There's no problems. And I feel like for me, I also like to program, so I like to learn more about that kind of stuff, and I like to be able to do as much as I want with my phone. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to write programs for my phone, customize things in my phone the way I want it to be.
Yeah.
And Apple, you just can't do that. They just lock you out of too many things, and they have, you have to buy specialized equipment just to get around certain things with iPhones.
Yeah, you can develop your own. You're able to develop your own apps if you wanted to for your own phone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've actually developed
Android.
Some, have you?
No.
They're shitty, but I've done it.
But you can do it.
Times.
Yeah, you can do it. You can make your own like rudimentary thing if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like a clock or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a little one that was a GPS location.
Mm-hmm.
It spit out the coordinates of a GPS location as you walked. And I was doing that for an app that I was going to create, but of course, everybody's got an app they're trying to create.
Yeah.
it was kind of tough because the system I had wasn't very good, so I was like, I just got to give up on this and do the podcast instead.
but it's you can develop on your own and so he also said, Andrew Santino said something about Android, I mean, just Apple phones having better cameras. Now that, than Android cameras. But the thing is, like I was Well, here's what I was saying. Android is just an operating system. The hardware, it doesn't say anything about the hardware.
Yeah.
Hardware is totally different. Hardware changes with each manufacturer. Like Samsung is, they probably make the best screens on the market, I think. But they have really good camera technology too.
And really the big thing about cameras is mostly the megapixels, right? And then also your sensor.
The sensors, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe Apple does have better sensors and more megapixels or something, but...
So right now there's MKBHD to drop his name, actually.
The hell is I don't think noise? They can hear that.
Okay. Well, anyway, MKBHD, he just did an open kind of poll where he was polling a blind test of different phones.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was doing that.
Yeah. So he did one last year and he did it again this year. And it basically shows what people think is the best picture. And it's like a 16 tier kind of list that he goes through. And surprisingly at the end, Samsung phones came out on both ends.
Okay. I was just randomly picking pictures. I was like, they look the same, but I just was picking it for the aesthetic. Like if one had a slightly better angle.
Oh, no. I was picking quality.
Okay. Yeah, for me, 100%. I was just picking like there were just
things,
the angles.
There were things that I looked for in each of them. And I could tell there were certain. So nowadays there's a lot of correction that happens through AI with smartphones. So
exactly. That's why I think probably Apple has better. They probably have better filters and things to trick you into thinking it's better. So I know a lot of people like that, like sharper look on a phone.
Yes.
But that's something that you do with software. So really, if you want to judge a phone's quality, you need to look at it at its raw state, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The raw image is really where you're going to be able to tell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But most people just want like the fancy filters and things, and then it might make your face look better with cleaning up certain features, but that's not an accurate image.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, there are two phones, like the two best looking quality pictures, in my opinion, are probably Apple phones and Google phones. But Google phones have a distinct look because they have proprietary software.
Is Google the Pixel?
Yeah, Google Google has a Pixel. I have a Pixel 2, so I'm a little bit biased, but I do recognize that Apple does have really good cameras, and their software is a little bit interesting. I think they're better in low lighting scenarios.
I see.
But Google's gotten way better at just color correcting images and post-processing things, and color balance is really good with them. And they've got the software to do some amazing things with photos.
Right.
Yeah. So
there you go. Android wins.
So Android, I mean, technically Android can win, and more than likely you will find a phone that has probably can take better pictures than your typical Apple phone. But like I said, Apple is a brand, and so they have a certain kind of stylistic, maybe template or something.
Right. That, they have more of a fixed aesthetic.
Thank you. Yeah.
Where Android's more of like a freedom.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a developer or, you know, an indie kind of person, you just want to do whatever you want to do, like you have a lot more freedom to work within that space.
So it almost doesn't mean anything when people say Apple's better than Android.
Yeah.
Because are you talking about strictly operating systems? Because that's all you can really say.
Right. And it only means something for laymen usually. So people who don't really explore features of a phone, they just use like kind of the main features, which is probably what a lot of the comedians do, like Joe Rogan and Santino and Eric Griffin. So they're not going to really need to go that level of depth. They just are sold on whatever the surface features are.
Yeah. Like if all you want to do is run apps and that's all you care about.
Yeah.
Then
means. It's like, I don't understand why people care so much about the number of megapixels and things you have anyway. Cause it's like, if you only care about the surface level features, like, are you really going to be lacking in that quality of, are you really going to be missing out if you just have a slightly worse quality camera when you can pay cheaper or something?
No, probably not. Probably not. I think people just want something that's not bad.
Yeah.
Nowadays, but Apple,
but it's like so many phones are good that are not that expensive.
Yeah, but Apple was leading the market for camera quality for a while until Google and Samsung came in and really gave them like
a competition.
Some competition. Yeah. So yeah, so it's practically meaningless when people say that. I will say Apple does have better accessories. Them being a closed environment allows them to have accessories like a Apple Watch that works really well. Galaxy, I think the Samsung has like its own line of accessories that work really well in its ecosystem too. I think Google's trying to build its own. Google right now is pretty much, they're the ones that are pushing Android to its limits, meaning that they keep advancing the development of Android periodically every year, I think.
That's their brainchild, so it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, they're putting out revisions. I think right now they're on Android. They've moved away from letters. They used to be like Android A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then I think there was L, like Lollipop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're past all that now.
Marshmallow. They call it Android 10. So now they're moving to numbers. I think to compare to, Apple's iPhone 10. So.
Okay.
Google's doing okay. Google's doing a decent job. I know their Pixel 4 just came out. We got a little into phone tech talk. But,
that's fine. That's why I got that clip there.
This is MKBHD audience.
We need some clips for him anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So content. MKBHD. No, wait. No.
Congrats to MKBHD on his 10 million. Yeah. 10 million, he just got 10 million subscribers. So
he did. He did.
Well, I guess when this podcast comes out, it'll be a little bit.
Probably more.
Yeah, it'll be kind of old news, but...
You know who we should target?
Who?
We should target that kid who makes... He's the highest earner in YouTube. He's like $26 million a year.
Oh, PewDiePie?
No. The kid. He's a kid. He reviews toys.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's... They're like exploiting the loopholes of the system.
Let's review kids' toys. We're shifting our podcast to kids' toys. No, I'm kidding.
We'll do an offshoot Eigenbabies or something.
Eigenbabies. Like the Looney Tunes where they just decided to do baby Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Tiny
Tunes.
Tiny Tunes, thank you. MKBHD, what was I going to say about him?
I don't know.
Darn it. I lost a train of thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, at the end of the day, it doesn't make sense if somebody has an argument about Android versus Apple, just say...
Unless they have good points.
I mean, you know. Maybe. Maybe if you prefer
it's like personal points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in regards, if you're navigating this conversation, just exit the conversation because it's going nowhere.
Nah, debate's fun. No, but just know what you're talking about, at least.
At least that. So, all right.
Anyway, I think that's pretty much that for that clip. Anyway.
Yeah, let's...
What's the next one?
Next one is Bill Burr on filming The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. So here's a spoiler section. So guys, if you haven't seen it. Well, it's not. Oh, well, shit.
You know what, folks? We're going to skip that one because I haven't seen it.
It's not really a major spoiler. I guess it's not really a spoiler, though, Juan. Maybe go back to it. It's not spoilers.
No. You know what? I'm going to do Bobby Lee on The Singularity.
All right.
That's more up our alley.
Let's do it.
Do you have a former pet?
No. Okay. I wouldn't be able to do it. No, what I would do is clone.
That happened. Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that story?
I'll clone.
But it's not really the same dog.
It is close enough for me. It's close enough
for
me.
Is it satisfying? I wonder
if they look alike, right?
But it's not your guy.
I know it's not, but it's like, you know, it looks like
just
it.
Just start over. Get a new guy. There's love after love. Love after life or whatever.
Yeah, but would it not have certain traits, though, similar?
It might.
Well, what she said is that they have...
She got three, right?
Yeah.
She said they have different personalities. You got. I would say.
I feel like we need to talk to her to find out the
details. Can we get her in here?
If either one of you passed away, would you clone the other person?
That's more weird.
No,
I would.
Well, also, you can't do that by the way, too. It's not really an option.
I think they can do it.
Oh, they can.
I think they can scientifically do it.
They can. Definitely.
If you can do goats and
they
dogs,
can. They just don't.
You think morally it's wrong?
It's illegal, and I do.
But let me ask you this: why is it? Is it because
You're not. Because you're basically dooming this person to the weird, single, strangest, most unusual, unnatural life ever.
And also,
you don't have to tell them
who can make that decision.
So they're talking about cloning.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about cloning at some point.
Did we?
But the ethical, because China was coming out with their own kind of cloning tech.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about CRISPR. I know that.
Yes,
but
yes,
cloning,
yes.
I don't remember exactly.
Would you do it?
Would I clone myself?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I would too.
I would clone myself 1,000 times if I could. then I can just build my own business with 10,000 of myself.
Would you really want to work with yourself?
I think I could stick it out as long as I made enough money, and then I'd split it 50-50 or split it however or not.
Do you think you would feel less guilty killing yourself?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, because you could probably get away with it. But then I already know that if it was me trying to kill myself, I would already have that in the back of my mind. And then I would always just, I would call it out immediately. Like, I already know that you want to kill me because I already know I want to kill me. So if this is going to work, we're going to have to really have a lot of boundaries set.
And it doesn't count. It won't count as suicide. The courts definitely won't take it that way.
Well, they won't ever find out.
No. I know, but you know.
But if I already have my same mind, and that was even a modicum, if that was even a thought of my mind, then the clone is going to have it too. So you have to always know, you have to always be weary that one of you is probably going to try to kill the other one. So you have to be ready. So you can say, all right, I know you want to try to kill me, but we can maybe figure this out a different way. So you just live here, I'll live here, and then I might be able to resolve it.
Yeah.
And we'll say, okay, that works.
Yeah, I can imagine living with myself. It would be frustrating.
Yeah, but if you had a goal, so the only way to work is if you had some kind of goal. Mm-hmm. So for me, it would be like to make a multi-million dollar empire or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then if my clones would help me do that, then we would all split the money.
Right.
And then we would all live in our own respective areas.
Do you think clones would have a superiority complex to you?
No, I think they would just be like me. I would assume they'd just be like me. So I guess they would already have a superiority complex.
But then it would be like, well, at some level. But then it would be like, I was produced by science. I'm thus better than the original.
My clone wouldn't think that.
You don't think so?
No, if it's a clone of me, then it would just automatically think the same way, right?
You think they would be grateful?
Yeah, I think so. Because it'd be like, oh, I get to live at least. I get a chance at life, so yeah. Like if I found out I was a clone, I would be happy because I'd be like, okay, at least I'm alive.
Yeah, but you know you're not a clone.
No, not really, because it's like, imagine if you went under, your consciousness would feel exactly the same, right? Mm-hmm. You would literally think you're the same. You would literally think that you are the...
So it'd be like you waking up in a day.
Yeah, just so I'm thinking of it in a science fiction framework where it's like you go under a machine and it's literally like you get stamped out and then now you're copied.
Yeah.
So you have all the shared experiences of your same self.
Branched,
but you just come out the other end where one of you is a clone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck if I was a clone. I would say, that's fine. I'm alive, so who cares?
Yeah. Interesting.
What about you? Would you care if you were the clone?
Yeah.
You would.
I'd be like, this is very interesting.
What difference would it make, though?
It wouldn't, but it would just be kind of shocking, I guess.
I don't think I'd be shocked. I'd just say, fine.
I don't know. I would feel disturbed by it, I think.
Mm.
The fact that there's somebody else around me, sort of like a doppelganger in a way.
But he's the original, so.
But he's the original, so it...
As a clone mindset, what do you think you would think as if you're the fake and he's the original?
I would feel like... I'd probably have an identity crisis.
Would you feel lesser?
I don't know, but I would definitely have an identity crisis.
Mm,
you don't think you would?
No.
Because I would be like, damn, I don't want to be like this. But then I'd be thinking like this guy. Maybe he's having an identity crisis.
Right.
And then maybe he's like, you know.
Well, I think if I would get the cloning, I would already have. The thing is, I already feel like I'm comfortable enough with that concept. It wouldn't be that crazy to me. I've already thought about it so much now where I feel like I would be fine with being cloned. Because it doesn't change anything, right? It's just like, all it is just a label on you now saying that, okay, you were created, but you literally have all the same brain and everything except for that moment of divergence.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter, right?
I think I would hate the clone because I would not like the things that I don't like about myself already.
Oh, that's probably true.
You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, you kind of excuse yourself from certain things.
Because you're yourself.
Yeah.
But I'm saying...
Also, but you think if you saw it in third person, it would annoy you.
100%.
That might be true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that might be true.
It would be annoying to see... Because you're like, you're besmirching my name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's like...
Yeah.
But it's... you know, when you do it, it's because you make the decision, but there's someone else using right. your likeness making those decisions.
But here's another thing. Maybe the clone's the ultimate form, because then, you know, we all have blind spots to our own selves. Mm-hmm. So when we're actually inside of our own bodies, we can't see the dumb shit that we do sometimes. No. When you're seeing a clone and observing them, it makes you now an unbiased party where you yeah. actually see the dumb shit that you do, and you say, oh, I fucking do that. And then you can call it out, and then it actually helps you self-correct. So now yeah. you can actually make the clone stronger and yourself stronger in the mm. process, because mm. now you guys see your shortcomings.
Yeah. Good point.
So it actually can be a nice little feedback loop of self-correction.
Interesting. Hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't be too
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, I think it could work, as long as you made it work.
You sold me. How much money did I put down on this on this cloning technology?
Right.
But yeah. So I think cloning would be cool. Just give you a brief history of cloning, by the way, for you folks. I think the first cloning...
Damn, we're already 56.
Yeah, I know. Amazing. The first animal we ever cloned was sheep, I think. By the name
Dolly.
Of Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Textbook. I think after that, scientists started arguing about the ethics of it. And mm-hmm. then it's pretty much since been shit canned.
Yeah.
I think.
Or very regulated.
Yeah. I think cloning only, you can
Unless
only do it
like
on organs.
Food.
And food probably. Yeah. Yeah. Organs and food. But other than that, it's like no cloning of whole organisms.
But let's be real. Somebody's doing it somewhere.
Someone is definitely
doing
it. In
some secret black project lab.
100%. If you can clone a whole sheep, you can definitely clone a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's fucking around somewhere doing some shit.
Yep.
That we'll find out in like 100 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you think it's happening now? Do you think there's a whole...
I think so.
Do you think somebody's cloned themselves?
I don't know about cloning themselves.
You think a government has cloned a human being? Somewhere, one of the superpowers.
I don't know
of the
about
world.
Cloned a human being. If I had to put my money on anybody, it'd be China. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know. Who knows?
Yeah, I would say the probably the powerhouses of science, which are China, the U.S., and maybe
even like North Korea kidnapped a Chinese scientist and made him clone Kim Jong Un or something.
Jong-un, yeah, to literally live forever. Yeah.
So who knows?
Despots will do that. Yeah, that's fascinating. Okay, anyway.
Continuing on, we're at 57 minutes.
Okay, but yeah, let's see if we can get to the singularity part.
Vision what do you for just, that person.
What? Just look at your, you know, like if Kalila died and I cloned her, right? She's a baby.
And then
right?
what, it's your daughter?
She's my daughter.
And you're getting married to your daughter?
No, I'm not going to Woody Allen it.
What the hell?
I'm not going to Woody Allen it.
No, but it's your daughter.
I know, but I would never tell her. I go, you're actually like my ex-girlfriend, you know. My girlfriend. But like
what did she say? Where's mommy?
I go, she died.
Mommy's dead.
I look exactly like mommy. Well, that's called genetics.
And why does she say, I don't look like you at all. I don't even look Asian.
That's true. I'll have to figure it out.
Say mommy's dead.
Yeah,
mommy's dead.
Maybe you're right. I think it's more of a problem because I think religious people would freak
right.
out because
it is.
Then the idea of God, you know, right? The idea of like, there's a God. You can't really back that up when we can create our own humans.
Yeah. Also, the family of that person, what would they think?
Right. Right.
But, all moral issues aside, it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. And
you can clone an animal, but you can't get in their head. Like, you could talk mm-hmm. to a person and understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on?
If you went to Natalie Portman, right, and snuck up behind her, right, and then like snipped some hairs,
right,
and then made 15 Natalie Portmans without her consent,
right,
and you had some sort of sex farm,
sure,
that'd be weird.
That'd be fine. That'd be fine.
Yeah. I think that would be morally wrong.
I think that's where the ethics come in. the ethics police. That's kind of interesting, though, about the. How it would feel to be like Dolly or something?
Yeah,
being a clone.
Yeah,
living as but we just
basically we were just talking.
Yeah,
about
we were just
it.
Talking.
Yeah, yeah.
It is fascinating.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, but yeah, I mean ethics comes into this because of like Bobby Lee is joking.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat.
There might be scenarios where, and I'm sure you can't even actually clone a human being or anything like that from hair. I don't think that's possible.
Not sure.
Because I think you need certain types of DNA.
Mm.
from certain...
Well, you're the ex-bio guy, so I'll leave that to your expertise.
Yeah.
At some level.
If I remember correctly, I think you need a certain type of DNA to do that.
Okay.
I don't know if it's like mitochondrial DNA, because I know for your parents,
the powerhouse of the cell.
Exactly.
I'm aware.
your mom gives you, I think it's your mother who gives you a certain mitochondrial DNA, I think. And you need that information. And I don't know if all cells, obviously all cells are not created equal. There are some cells that I think have more. I don't want to speak wrong about this. But basically, I don't think you could clone somebody off of a piece of hair.
I don't know,
bro. I don't
think
so.
I'm not sure.
If
I don't
you,
know
if
enough.
If you know this answer, comment in the comment section.
Okay.
Just be like, just say it. All right. So let's see. All right. Let's see if we can get to the...
Yeah, I don't honestly know where it is, so, but we can continue.
Okay, maybe we can skim it a little bit. Let me see. All right, here.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You know, maybe you're right. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
I mean, I wonder if it's inevitable.
It is inevitable.
Because if it's possible, it's inevitable.
Not only that, right? Black market will do it. When the black market can do it,
Natalie Portman clone.
Need.
Yeah.
I'm skipping ahead, folks.
That's twisted.
That's
and
twisted.
It's inevitable.
Do that. I have a really good foundation.
How much would it cost for a sex slave Natalie Portman? Half a million?
Maybe. Yeah, but you know, if you got one.
Sex slave Natalie Portman? Not interested.
She's hot, dude.
She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Shit,
I like Natalie Portman.
Yeah, yeah, she's a beautiful woman. She's also a scientist, folks.
Yeah,
I don't
chemist.
Know if you knew this.
Master's in chemistry or something?
No, I think it's in psychology.
Oh, maybe you're right. My bad.
She's written a paper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Better than me.
She has a paper and it's a pretty good journal, I think.
Oh, okay.
And she's
you can tell she's smart though.
She's a very intelligent lady and
I want to see that movie that she did with the aliens. It was that you showed me a clip of that Joe Rogan thing and they had the soundtrack in the background.
Yeah. It's like the new movie, Annihilation.
Annihilation.
Yeah.
It looks cool,
I have yet
man.
To watch it.
I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
That I have. I don't have any of the platforms it's on.
It's,
I think it's on Amazon maybe.
Sure. But basically, yeah, she's done a lot of good movies.
Yeah, she has.
Anyway. All right, let's see.
Continuing on.
You feel so guilty that you
just right? So you want her to
professional too.
I'm all about that.
Let me just say something.
Go ahead.
Say something to you, my friend. And this is the first time we've ever met. And I don't have a problem with you. I like you a lot.
But
in fact, okay? But what you just said there is a little wrong because I'll tell you why.
What did I do?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because if singularity happens, inevitably there's going to be a war between man and machine.
So,
what side are you on, my friend?
Right. Well, yeah, that's a toughie.
I'm with
because
the Shredder.
Once machines go, hey, we were created by man, but we're smarter, and we could rule the world.
So I think Elon Musk, I was just listening to him talking about it incidentally, because he is an alarmist about it. He thinks that we need to be scared about it.
I think so, too.
I do, too, actually. And there's a lot of scientists who, I think you misunderstood what I said. I mean, what I meant is by I'm all about it is that I'm interested in it.
Oh, I see what I mean.
I am the thing is there's so much potential. So the singularity, when you hit that moment of AI,
self-awareness. You should explain to people what it is first.
We've talked about
the singularity, we've talked about it a lot, but the singularity is when super intelligence becomes self-aware.
Yeah.
Right? And then in that moment, it's like, what happens, you know?
Westworld.
Yeah. Well, so there's
or Matrix even.
Right, sure. That's like the ultimate dystopian vision of it. But the reason we're inventing superintelligence, first of all, is incredible because you can invent the superintelligent being or intellect, not a being, and say, cure cancer. And it's going to crunch all the numbers. It's going to think about it like no human ever could. And in a week, potentially, depending on how intelligent it is, it can solve every fucking cancer, every disease.
Yeah.
And that's what's so incredible about it. The thing that they're doing is they're building prisons for it. They're trying to build it in a way with rules and exceptions in prisons that it can't break out. So this is part of the debate that's going on is like, can it break out? Is it inevitable that it's going to break out? What happens when it breaks out?
Yeah, but then an anarchist would break into that prison
and
figure it out, you know, and connect it to the world. And then at that point, it's going to be...
It's possible...
Funny enough, this is a movie already, folks. This is Disney has already dealt with this theme, and it's called Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Okay. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually.
Yeah, I think their points were kind of like, it was in the realm of correct-ish.
Yes.
Their terminologies may be kind of misleading, because I think when they're talking about prisons, you know, a programmer's prison, I guess, would be just parameters where you're not going to achieve some level of consciousness or something.
Right.
So not an actual physical prison like Bobby Lee's kind of describing.
Well, yeah. Like, well, I mean, we build our own sort of prisons in a way, right? Socialization is a strong influence.
What do you mean?
Socialization, meaning like our rules for living with each other.
Oh, okay.
Are very
strong. Like our social parameters.
Social parameters are very strong and very influential in our behavior.
I guess the better word to me would be boundaries.
Social boundaries.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, you're building set of prisons boundaries.
Right.
You're giving yourself boundaries.
Yeah, like in a sense, there's nothing really stopping you from murdering somebody.
Right.
You can murder somebody, but there are going to be consequences. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So in a sense, this intelligence probably will have the same, if we made them to be sort of rational, then yeah, they'll probably do the same calculation in their head and say, well, there's maybe I should behave this way or something. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's too hard for me to even speculate, man, because I think Elon Musk definitely has a point. So some people like to eschew Elon Musk because he's not an expert, I guess, in AI, but he does deal with these systems enough to be able to see kind of the trajectory. And I'm kind of with him because I think Elon's kind of thinking on long time scales. And I tend to like to think to that too, but perhaps it'd be better if we actually kind of prefaced, or if Elon kind of kind of vocalized that thought. So I think in the short term, AI is not really a threat. So a lot of AI experts will say it's not a threat because in the short term, it's not really. But then I think Elon has a point in the long term, because if you're not going to pay attention to the short term, if you keep building things up, there could be almost like a runaway effect with how much progress people are making in AI, to where nobody can have an eye on every single sector of AI, to where if AI somehow has some convergence of all of these kind of areas, there could be a surprise where you actually achieve some higher level consciousness without even knowing it.
Yeah.
So I think we could get surprised by AI. I can definitely see that. It makes sense to me because, you know, not everybody in working on neuroscience AI knows about what somebody else is doing on, like, let's say, object recognition. So when you put all these together in the right way, you might accidentally create a conscious entity and not even realize it. And the thing is, you never want to create something smarter than you. You know, when you create something smarter than you, that's when you're in trouble. You know, it could be benevolent, but the thing is, you don't know if it is. And the thing is, if it's smarter than you, you're not going to be able to figure out what it's actually planning to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always going to be vulnerable.
Right. I think this is an interesting topic. I right now, I think the way Ethan was saying it or putting it was saying that, you know, programmers built AI to solve one problem. In this case, to solve cancer, right?
Yeah.
Or to figure out what, you know, like you're saying, object recognition. There's AI that's built right now, at least, to recognize certain things or whatever. And
right.
You
they
know,
solve specific problems.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of leeway. What I'm sure there are cognitive scientists and people who study neuroscience and even the brain and how it learns and things to really differentiate between the two and say, well, you know, AI is nowhere near our level
of
intellect.
Yeah, I think people like to use the term general AI now.
Mm-hmm.
The general AI is the one that you should be afraid of.
Yeah.
The AI that we have right now is just the AI that kind of works on special problems in certain problem areas.
Yeah, which will have probably no real freedom in developing into something like catastrophic or whatever.
Right. It's not going to be sentient.
No. This is something. Sorry, that's.
Oh, okay. That's the cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, who's breaking in?
No, it's a feeder. But yeah, it's. There's nothing catastrophic. And I think we're. I see why Elon is saying it's sort of being an alarmist about it, but I'm definitely of the camp that's like, this might be a little too soon to really kind of be talking about it because I don't think we're anywhere close to that.
Right. I like that Elon's actually at least trying to put it out there yeah. and at least and get people thinking, because I'm a little bit on his side a little bit, because I tend to think that humans are not very we don't have good foresight, right? Uh-huh. It's just not in our genetics, you mm-hmm. know. We've evolved over time to be reactionary species, right? Of course, humans are have more foresight than a lot of animals, you know, because we can do things like agriculture and, yeah. you know, plan for the future in some kind of level that's pretty advanced compared to most animals. But we're still, the rate at which our technology moves is beyond any kind of biological framework. So even how smart that we are, mm-hmm. I mean, technology moves so fast that even our brains can't really handle that speed
yeah.
of progress.
Yeah.
So I like that he's at least putting the word out there and getting people to think about these things
yeah.
so that we can actually make sure that we're prepared.
Yeah.
We need to be thinking about these things sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fair point.
Of course, you can have the side effect of Boy Who Cried Wolf, you know.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Which is the only thing. Yeah, that's the only thing that I'd be a little bit hesitant on.
Yeah, that's my thing, where I think it's a little too soon to be saying this, because if the inevitable occurs the inevitable will occur where there will be, we will create a sentient AI at some point.
I won't say will, but
I think we,
it's definitely, it's possible, inevitable. I think.
It's inevitable.
I don't know. I just don't know. The thing is, we just don't know enough about what it takes to be sentient or conscious. You know, I think it would be irresponsible to say that we know it's going to happen, right? Because we just don't know, right? We just don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I think we have enough brains working on it to figure it out.
Like, I mean, it's possible. I mean,
the idea is that we don't really know how consciousness works.
Exactly.
And so to put all these pieces together and not know what variables go into, like, it's like you're making a soup or something, right? And you're throwing in all these ingredients, and then at the end of the day you get some very good chicken broth or something, you know what I mean? But like, all its individual ingredients don't make a chicken broth, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, yeah, you put in all these things into the general AI, and then maybe at the end of the day you get consciousness or whatever.
Yeah, but then also maybe you don't.
Yeah, but that's something that but this is why I think I see the alarmist point of view, in the sense that you're like, guys, we don't know what we're doing. You know, we could be creating consciousness, but at the same time I'm like, then if we create consciousness, then we at least know maybe these are some of the parameters and stuff. Because what if you maybe build a kill switch, right? It's easy to just kind of,
maybe not, because imagine computer time scales. Computers work on nanoseconds, bro. Or maybe even less.
But
a computer let's say if a computer is extremely smart, mm-hmm. is super intelligent, and it's not completely, and we aren't conscious of what could happen, it could, in that small time frame, already figure out a way to escape to seal its fate.
I don't know.
I just don't know, man. When something's so much smarter than you, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Because here's the thing, like, we're going to be working on this. If you're smart about it, you're going to be working on it in a closed environment.
This is the problem, though, Juan. I think this is where humans get cocky. We get too caught up in thinking we're intelligent, because we're the only things that we know of at this level of intelligence.
Yeah.
Imagine if something is double our intelligence.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
We just don't know. We just can't. You think it doesn't.
I'm saying it doesn't, because look.
I don't think that's wise to say.
Dude, at the end of the day, let's say this robot is in a closed room, yeah. no internet, no access
to
anything.
And you think it's closed.
No, it's closed because, one, the people who are making this generalized AI does not have any antenna or anything to connect to any remote
believe
systems.
It to be.
No, because it's still strictly bound by hardware. There's physical limitations to what the AI could do.
That's what you believe.
Realistically, no. It doesn't. We're not going to build it with dexterity and anything like that. It's going to be a brain-in-a-box scenario where it doesn't have...
I see what you're saying, but I am just not convinced of that, because I think the universe operates with all of these... Well, if an AI is even turned on for 1 second, mm-hmm. if it can compute the fact that it has a possibility of being turned off, and it's aware that it's in a closed system, it could already take measures to make sure it's not, that it can be outside of that closed system within that blink of an eye of time.
No, but I'm saying, if you don't build an exit If you don't build any
there's
exit...
There's always an exit as long as there's some way to get in.
Literally a brain-in-a-box scenario. Let's just say it has power.
If there's a way to get in, there's a way to get out.
Okay, but I promise that's saying true. Then you would be... Okay, then the real question becomes, can this being or whatever this... Let's say it is a brain-in-a-box.
Yep.
Then if it's plugged into a wall outlet or something, mm-hmm. getting power through the electrical grid...
Sure.
It doesn't have... For one, if it's a brain in a box, it doesn't have any outside information. It doesn't even know what electricity is. It doesn't know what senses it's getting. It doesn't have any... You still need to do calculations about what am I?
This computer can have nanosecond
thinking. But it would still need information about its environment.
If it has any kind... If it's aware of anything, that's stimulus that it can use as information.
But awareness is a reflection of... the environment in a way.
Right. But the thing is,
if it doesn't have anything to compare to, then what are you looking at? You know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you mean it doesn't have anything to compare to? If it has information, it can compare that to other information that it has.
Which does nothing. Imagine if you're just in a cave and there's, you know, nothing. Let's say one day, let's imagine somebody who came out of a coma mm-hmm. wakes up in a cave, in a very dark cave, and they hear nothing. There's nothing it hears.
I guess.
And you know nothing. And they're not even getting light. You're just like, and you don't even have any sensory input from physical senses. You're just
I would just have to see all of the variables in place because I think the things that people just don't realize, they might say that nothing is there, you might actually overlook and then once you do that, it's done.
I see.
It's just there's so many things that you might not be able to think of
because
it's so clever. That's something that is so advanced might think of.
So you're saying like, oh, the AI will probably figure out something like, oh, there's a terahertz bandwidth that I have. I can use this cable as an antenna.
Or can see like, oh, there's a flash drive on this desk that this person accidentally brought into this building. And then
it doesn't have any, like if you were an experimentalist running this scheme.
Yeah.
And running this whole thing, I think you would be smart enough to put limitations about what. There are scenarios like I was saying.
Dude,
people
are not, even smart people are going to mess up and make mistakes.
I 100% agree with you.
So that's the human's flaw. When humans make mistakes, something that is a hyper intelligence would be able to.
Sure,
to,
but a hyper intelligence isn't going to have, like, if you feed it information, this is. You get into ethics if you do this because you would treat this AI like a conscious being that you're trapping in a prison because I for one would build in a Faraday cage, make sure nothing gets out or nothing gets in, no signals, nothing.
That's a good start.
And then maybe hook it up to a battery or something, mm-hmm. right? So that if the battery dies, we don't have any built-in capacitor. You make it as simple as possible.
Okay.
So this AI.
But then
has,
what if that's not feasible to even make an AI? You might have to do things where you need certain, mm-hmm. you need some certain base level to do an AI. So, I mean, you imagine that if to build an advanced AI, you would probably have to have some kind of really advanced system, right?
Right.
So you're going to have to start at some base level already.
Sure. But I would try to limit, I would try to make my experiment as simple as possible and.
Simple as it needs to be. Unfortunately, maybe the simple as it needs to be is not that simple.
You may be right, but. Yeah.
I have a suspicion, probably not.
Probably not. But my point is, I think we have a lot more control. And I think what we need to be alarmist about is who's working on the research and the ethical, like, or maybe even regulations that need to sort of be in place so that we don't have a runaway effect.
Right. I think this kind of thing, if you got to the level where you knew that you were going to potentially create a sentient being.
Yeah.
You would have to really have to think hard and it should be like the top minds in the world should be meeting on this issue, which is what I think Elon Musk's brain is at, where he's saying like, we need to have like some kind of organization or committee mm-hmm. or at least some conversation. Maybe it's too early, but at least at some point there needs to be a conversation at least of saying, how can we make sure this shit does not go horribly wrong?
Yeah.
It's just that's like the ultimate, just like this is now, that's like a game changer in humanity. If you can invent something that's smarter than humans, this is now like that's a new era. That's a new era of history that you just don't want to fuck up.
No, you don't.
Because that could go so badly.
It will.
That's what I think would happen.
Yeah. The best hope
I think if we invent an AI that's super smart, I think it's inevitable for it to take over.
Yeah, I think our best hope is to merge with it in some way.
Me too.
So it's, I mean, it'll happen.
Yeah. What's our time? So with that, folks. Over. Yeah.
Woo, boy.
Damn. We're way over.
Okay, folks. Thank you. And stay tuned for the outro.
You done it again, folks.
You did it. You did it. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yep.
It got kind of heated at the end there, didn't it?
I mean, yeah, I guess maybe heated a little bit, but not really.
No, it
just sounded heated.
It picked up the end, but I'm saying that it got very interesting at the end.
Okay, yeah.
With the AI conversation.
We don't really ever get heated.
No, we don't.
Maybe passionate.
Yeah. But let's see who sound off on who you agree with.
Yeah. Do you guys are you Elon? I'm on the Elon side of alarmist, and then Juan's kind of on the it's a little bit early to be doing all this.
Yeah. It might be a little too alarmist.
Yeah. And that's on the last section there on the AI, if you guys kind of skip through.
Yeah.
We use the last 20 minutes there to talk about the singularity in AI.
Yeah. Very interesting conversation, I think. One that we haven't really had. I guess we never really...
We did, I think.
We probably did, but not to this like level of...
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah. Okay.
And
leave a comment.
We didn't even leave a question, but that's okay.
We didn't.
Yeah, you guys.
But this
can
is
just,
where the question is, folks. So leave the comment, like, subscribe, share with your friends and family.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Have people that like sort of science.
Yeah,
stuff.
Let it be known.
Spread the word. Follow us on Twitter at Eigenbros. Follow us on TikTok. Eigenbros2.
Eigenbros2. Instagram Eigenbros and then Eigenbros.com for the website if you want to follow the podcast on there. Maybe Juan will start putting some blog posts or something too.
Yeah, I have a couple things that I've written up.
Yeah, we want to use it for some more than just the podcast clips. But and that's pretty much it, guys. We'll see you next episode.
Thank you.